Week 1, Thursday, Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, when can I go home? What more could you still have for me to do? I know I asked to finish one task still to go before I leave. Is that the only chore that keeps me here? Or do I have in store some other work to fail at, some new woe, some new frustration I must undergo before I set off for the other shore? No, my child, I do not make you wait to torture you and nail you to my cross as if that were a virtue. No, what I am doing will ensure that when you die, you'll do enough to not say to your loss, I should have thought of that, and it's too late. I called out to you, Master, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. Psalm 30. I will glorify you, Yahweh, because you lifted me up and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Yahweh, my God, I cried to you, and you cured me. Yahweh, you brought up my soul out of the grave and gave me life, kept me from falling into the abyss. Sing praise to Yahweh, sacred people that belong to him. Thank him every time you think of his sacred name, because his anger lasts no more than just an instant, but his favor is for life. You may weep one night, but then with the morning comes joy. Once, when things were going well, I said, nothing can dislodge me. Yahweh, with your blessings, you have put me on a solid mountain. Then you turned your face away, and I cringed. I called out to you, Yahweh. I sent Yahweh an urgent plea. What use is my blood if I go to the abyss? Will dirt praise you? Will it tell the truth about you? Please listen to me, Yahweh, and have mercy on me. Please, Yahweh, be my Savior. And then you turned my grief into a dance. You took off my sackcloth and dressed me in happiness. And now my soul sings praise to you and refuses to be still. Yahweh, my God, I will thank you for all eternity. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I called out to you, Master, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. It is such a blessing for a man to be sinless in God's eyes. Psalm 32. It is such a blessing for a man to have his fault forgiven and have his sin buried. It is a wonderful thing for Yahweh not to think of a man's wrongs and for him not to have to act the hypocrite. While I was silent, my very bones grew feeble from my agonizing all day long, because day and night your hand was heavy upon me and sapped my vigor as surely as summer's heat. But then I admitted my sin to you. I did not hide the wrong that I committed. I said, I will confess my faults to Yahweh, and you forgave the wrong my sin contained. And this is why every follower of God should worship you whenever you need to be nearby. Yes, the floodwaters may be rising high, but they will not come up to him. You are the corner that I hide in, and you will keep me safe from trouble. You will make me hear songs of rescue all around me. I will educate you, you people, teach you in the way to go. I will guide you and keep watch. And do not be like horses or mules that have no understanding and must be restrained with bits and bridles, or they will not come close to you. Evil people have nothing but sorrow, but mercy is all around a man who trusts in Yahweh. Find your happiness in Yahweh, take pleasure in him, good people, and then shout out your joy from all your honest hearts. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. It is such a blessing for a man to be sinless in God's eyes. The Father has given the Prince all his power, honor, and royalty. Every person is to obey him. Song. Revelation 11, 17 to 18, 12, 10 to 12. Thank you, Master God, ruler of all, who are and who were, because you have taken up your great power and begun to rule. The nations ranted, and your wrath came in the moment for judging the dead, and giving your reward to your slaves the prophets, and to the sacred ones, and those who fear your name, small and great. Now the rescue and the power and the kingdom of our God has come, and the authority of his prince, because the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, the one who kept accusing them before God day and night, and they have conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the words of his testimony, and they did not love their souls to death. And so celebrate, heaven, and those who make their home in it. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Father has given the Prince all his power, honor, and royalty. Every person is to obey him. Reading, 1 Peter 1, 6-9. This should be a source of joy for you, if there must at present be a brief period when you suffer various troubles, so that the refined core of your faith, so much more valuable than ephemeral gold refined by fire, will be found to be your praise, your glory, and your dignity when Prince Jesus comes out of his concealment. He is the one whom you love without having seen him, the one in whom, even now without seeing, you believe, the one who comprises your indescribable, sublime happiness as you make your own the purpose of your faith, the emancipation of your souls. The Master has given us food, bread made from the finest wheat. The Master has given us food, bread made from the finest wheat, and honey from the rock as much as we could want, and bread made from the finest wheat. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master has given us food, bread made from the finest wheat. God has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because he has turned his eyes toward his poor little slave. And now from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of him. He has flexed his strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to his servant Israel, just as he told our ancestors, remembering to shower his mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. God has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. Our hope is in God, who gives us help. And so let us call upon him and say, Master, please look kindly on your children. Master, our God, you made an eternal treaty with your people. Please keep us in mind of your mighty deeds. Master, please look kindly on your children. May your faithful people grow toward perfect love and be preserved in unity by the bond of peace. Master, please look kindly on your children. Please be with us in our task of building an earthly home, so that our building will not be useless. Master, please look kindly on your children. Please send workers into your vineyard and glorify your name among all nations. Master, please look kindly on your children. Please welcome into the company of your holy ones in heaven all my relatives and loved ones who have died, and may I one day share in their happiness. Master, please look kindly on your children. Thank you, Master, for the favor you have granted me today. Master, please look kindly on your children. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please, do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Father, you light up the night and bring us dawn to scatter its darkness. Please help us through the night safely, free from Satan's manipulating, so that we will rise when morning comes to thank and praise you once again. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.